If you find the information in this program insightful and informative, please consider donating to Knowledge for Life, a nonprofit 501c3. And you can go into the description and click on our Cash App, $KnowForLife, or our PayPal secure link. Thank you for your donation. We appreciate your support.
Hi, good morning, good morning, good morning, Michael Ecton.
You brought gifts today, huh?
Yeah, I sure did. I sure did bring gifts. You see this? This is the gift. I gave this out at Christmas, man. This was a gift. Tooth and gum tonic with the toothpaste. Oh, this is unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
And I gave quite a few of those. And you see this one here still has a little ribbon around it. One person didn't get it. Oh, man. I feel good this morning.
I was going to ask you how you doing.
Oh, I do. I feel good. And got my morning protocol in. And that includes about five different modalities. And I was able to get them all in. And so feel good. And I want to thank you all. I want to thank you all for tuning in to what I like to call the best show on radio, and you make it possible for when you support Natural Foods and the Juice Caboose and the Water Store and Energy Clinic. Then you support this type of programming. And it is programming because we give you a different perspective on terms of health. And sometimes we even, talk about little social issues. But again, when you support Natural Foods Plus, 2901 Philadelphia, the corner of Philadelphia and Siementhaler, and the Water Store and Energy Clinic, which is located right next to the original store, then you support this type of programming. This programming could not be free. this programming is not. Oh, man, I'm going, slow down. I need to slow down. And I just get so geeked and excited about what I do, and I really, really do. I really, really do. And so, again, if you happen to be joining us for the first time, this is Rick with Natural Foods Plus, as I said before, in the Water Store and Energy Clinic. And every Tuesday, we bring you health as wealth because of your support. I hear a little music in the background. Getting started, I want to share with you.
Take what you learned today.
Take what you learned today.
Apply it in your life a little bit. Stay steady at the task to get ready for great results.
And I know that you can do it.
You know you can do that.
I know you can do that.
I know you can do that.
I know
you
can.
Go let the world know you can do that. Because 10% change.
10% change.
Will always produce 300% results.
Wow. 10% change. I have found when you expect success and take action on that, on your intentions, get success. And as he says, 10% change will produce 300% results. Oh, heavy. Very heavy. And so change is the only thing that remains constant. Had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful staff meeting this past Sunday with a lot of young people. I'm so excited. So excited that, I had an excellent, excellent, and I have around six or seven young people. And I shared with them the clip. We were able to go to YouTube by Laura. Kira Lawson, handle hard better. And they enjoyed it because, for the rest of their life, I'm trying to plant a seed. And then as long as they're with me, I'm going to nourish that seed. And that's basically the same thing I'm trying to do with the community. I'm trying to plant a seed and then nurture that seed every Tuesday. And we're going to do more than that, because, we're going to, we're developing a podcast, and we're going to have a online store And so, you know, we're planting the seed to grow. And with your help, I'm just so excited about where we're going. Life is good. And you know, I have a wonderful, wonderful program planned today. And the outline basically is we'll have a little bit of the opening, got a little disclaimer, and then we got a little bit of motivational, inspirational, empowering moments, a few announcements. And then we're going to share some information and knowledge that if used correctly, will not only add value to your life, but also to your loved ones. And I say that truly. And you know, when the universe was formed, you know, there was, frequency,
it is
vibrations,
nice to have an opportunity to
frequencies, listen. Vibrations, and energy. This is the core foundation. It starts with frequencies, vibrations, and energy. And then microorganisms. Microorganisms. We want to talk about that. But quantum physics talks about, and Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, you have to understand vibrations and frequencies and energy. Because everything on the universe, everything has a vibe. Everything vibrates, everything has the frequencies, and it creates energy. So the room that I'm in now, all these hard physical things, they have a vibration, they have a frequency. Everything, that's the foundation of the universe. And then from there, we went to microorganisms, and we're going to talk about that a little later. And I have been talking about it. The scout's going to call in, Danny, the researcher. He's going to call in. He's going to share a few things. And then we're going to, at the bottom of the hour, you know, we're going to ask you to go to thewaterstoreenergyclinic.com. I want you to go to, get ready for that, thewaterstoreenergyclinic.com. I'm telling you, it's what has been in the paper the last 2 days, in Sunday's paper, 4 pages. And we're going to really get into that and share some knowledge and information regarding that. But before we go there, Michael, if you would, I'm only going to play a few seconds of this. Yeah, two. And this is getting into the vortex. This is part of my morning protocol. And I'm not going
to
play all.
It is nice to have an opportunity to visit about the subject of this recording, for it has been created especially to help you in the following way.
How is it going to help me?
When you are in a state of allowing.
State of allowing.
Which means you have quieted your mind.
Quieted your mind.
Or focused your mind in such a way that there is an absence or a decreasing of resistant thought. Your vibration naturally rises. Now what that means is you're coming closer and closer to vibrational alignment with who you really are, to the frequency of your source.
To the frequency of your source.
The frequency of your inner being. And under those vibrational alignment conditions,
you must thrive.
You must thrive. This recording has been devised with the intent that you might set aside 15 minutes every day where you simply listen and relax and breathe.
And breathe.
And as you do that, you will naturally come into a different...
You come into a different vibrational state. Powerful. Powerful, because she talks about the vibrations. It is nice to have an opportunity to visit about the subject of this recording, for it has been created especially to help you in the following way. When you are in a state of allowing, it's called the law of allowing, which means when you have quieted your mind or focused your mind in such a way that there is an absence or a decreasing of resistant thought. Focus. Focus is the glue that holds dreams and goals together. I read that someplace a long time ago and it just stuck with me. So when you have quieted your mind or focused your mind in such a way that there is an absence or a decreasing of resistance thought, your vibration naturally rises. Now what that means is you are coming closer and closer to vibrational alignment with who you really are, to the frequency of your source, Whoever or whatever your source is, you're coming to the frequency of your source, your higher self, infinite and intelligent, God, the Spirit of Jesus. Your source. Your vibration naturally rises. Now what that means is that you are coming closer and closer to a vibrational alignment with who you really are, to the frequency of your source, to the frequency of your inner being. And under those vibrational alignment conditions, you must thrive. And that's what we're all about, thriving. And so, frequency, vibration, energy, that's the core. I have a little disclaimer. I know I have the scout on the line here, and I'm gonna go to the scout in a minute. We got a little disclaimer, and basically I'm gonna make a very, very short disclaimer. What we discuss here is natural, complementary, integrative approaches to health, and of course we do it with truth and honesty. Just like to let you know that the scout and me, we're not doctors. And that these are our opinions and beliefs. And so how do these beliefs get formed? They got formed from us reading, from me studying, from me living this experience, this natural approach to health. So what we try to do here on Health as Well, we try to bring you facts, figures, and opinions from leading the from some of the leading national healthcare practitioners, and we ask you to use good sense, not common sense, because what's common to one may not be common to another. So be still, question. As Deepak says, it is only through questioning that you can break this hypnosis of social conditioning. So our mission and purpose is to be non-judgmental. We try not to criticize. We try to provide information and knowledge that, if used correctly, will not only add value to your life, but also to your loved ones. A little short disclaimer there. And I want to say good morning to my cohort here. Good morning, Danny.
Come in, fearless leader. Good morning. Thank you for all that you do. And the 28th anniversary. And thanks to Michael. Good morning to Michael. And thanks for having the show broadcast in living color, Michael. I'm wondering what you and Michael have in your glass this morning. What flavor of vinegar are you both sipping on?
Well, I brought in this morning, man. I brought in my Emerald Treasure. And I think Michael has his Emerald Treasure over there, too. My Emerald Treasure has a lot of additional things in it. But the fact that Michael usually stops by Natural Foods Plus, the Juice Caboose, and he gets that Emerald Treasure, alfalfa, wheatgrass, spirulina, plant-based protein, and flaxseed oil. And what a way. That's a way to start the day. That's a 16 ounces of a meal. What a way to start a day. Okay. I usually give a motivational, inspirational little comments. I'm going to let Danny do that today. And, so you all would know, Danny and I, we created this outline Tuesday, and we may deviate from the outline because of things in the news that we didn't know about. And so I think it was Saturday, we created an outline, what we wanted to share with you. So a lot of thought and energy goes into what we want to share. And so I asked him, I said, man, I always have the same, and I try to look for different things that's going to motivate, that's going to inspire, that's going to empower. So what did you come up with, Danny?
Well, to add to your point, I'd like to discuss the subject of contemplation. Well, everyone knows about meditation, but the act of contemplation is achieved by simply focusing on one thought or one subject and nothing else. Think about one thing only for a designated period of time. It's about focus. So here's a thought, a question worthy of contemplation. And for those that are interested, I recommend that you write this phrase down and let it become a spiritual and philosophical bone that you can gnaw on for the rest of your life. It's like a mantra. So you sit quietly and ask yourself this question: where do I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going? That's in the singular form, but you can also speak collectively about the human race. Where do we come from? Why are we here? And where are we going? So this is kind of a, you know, a mantra. You just repeat it every day, and answers will come to you. Where, why, and where? In doing this, you are contemplating your purpose on this planet. In essence, you're asking your deepest self, along with the universe, on the deepest level, how you should be spending your time on this planet. What values should you be developing? Is your purpose just to look good and make lots of money, or to collect as much bling as you possibly can? Is your true purpose to experience all the pleasure that you can possibly suck up in this lifetime? Or is there something greater? Only you and the power of subconscious thought can answer this question as you send your personal vibrations into the universe. Where do you come from? And why are you here? And where are you going? So that's about it, Rick.
Oh, wonderful, man. You gave us something to think about. Wonderful. Powerful. Powerful. Okay. Where, why, where, purpose. You be still, be quiet, come in touch with your deepest self, look for your purpose. I was making little notes, little bullet points as you talk, your subconscious mind. And as we know, the subconscious mind is a million times more powerful than the conscious mind. And so what you constantly download within that subconscious mind, it has a direct link on you and your behavior. So thank you. You know, we have so much to cover, and I look up, man, it's almost 25 after. A few announcements. Really want to touch on the fact that, you know, we're celebrating 28th anniversary, thanks to you. 28 years, unbelievable, thanks to you. Thank you, and we have a lot of things going on. August the 26th, mark your calendar. We're having a Redox presentation. I will be there. I just found out, though, that I have a funeral that I have to attend, so I'm hoping to know what time. But the on August the 26th, from 1 to 3, we have a redox molecule. I mean, redox. Let me slow down, man. I get so geeked and started, we're going to have a redox presentation. And redox are molecules, and they're really communication molecules, and it's amazing. And this morning, I had redox molecules. I had 2 ounces. And Danny, I had sent you the little blue brochure.
Yes.
Yeah, and that has a lot of information about the redox molecule, and that's what I had. And so this morning, I had a couple ounces. I sniff it up my nose, and I put it in my ear, and I drink it, and it's amazing in terms of, and when you understand what redox molecules actually do and the effects that it does, and it's not a supplement. It helps the cells communicate. And we started this one DNA cell. We have over 75 trillion cells, and within all of those cells is what, Danny?
What's that now?
What's inside the cells that we
you've got the mitochondria?
Yep.
And that's what you want to concentrate on, yep, and feed and pump up your little cell engine.
Yep.
To keep the cell running.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And so what the redox molecule does is communicates, man, and goes down to the cellular level, especially the mitochondria. And as Dr. Max says, you know, microcirculation, the mitochondria, his four M's, microcirculation, mitochondria, metabolism, and muscle health. Those are the four M's that, yeah. Okay, so just a couple of little, we got an online store coming. Oh, I want to mention the fact that we've hired, four or five new people at the North store. I brought over a couple people from the South store. I'm excited. Man, I had a meeting Sunday, and I told them, you know, I'm just excited. I really am. I'm very grateful and thankful with where I am. This past year has been, and especially the last 3 months, has been unbelievable from the standpoint of emotionally and stress and so forth. And but you know, when you keep on keeping on, and when you learn how to handle hard better, and when you have people around you that love you, and I want to say thank you to Guba. I want to say thank you to Guba. And one day I'm going to explain who Guba is.
I'd be interested to know.
Oh man, he's been just, I love him. And so, if you need employment, we're still accepting applications at the for the North store and the Water store. And the Water store is getting ready to bust loose. I'm telling you now, as we share and people become more and more knowledgeable of what's happening with the water, and we're going to touch on a little bit of that. Danny, I sent you a check with Clara during the break. I sent you about 1:30, 2 o'clock this morning. I didn't realize that there was another article in Monday's paper about PFAS on the front page. So we're going to take a short page. I want you to check out that. And then when we come back, Danny has done unbelievable research on water. And we're gonna take a short pause for the cars, and then we're going to go into Danny's research on water. And go to thewaterstoreenergyclinic.com. Pull that up so you're already prepared. We're going to take a short pause for the cause. Michael.
The radio.
You make it possible for when you support Natural Foods plus the Juice Caboose and the Water Store and Energy Clinic, then you support this type of programming. Man, we couldn't happen without you. And I want you to call your friends, call your relatives, call your neighbors. For the next hour, we're going to provide some outstanding information. And at the top of the hour, we really want to get into cancer. In the last 5 days, I've had probably five people, three ladies has contacted me about breast cancer. And so we're going to touch on that at the top of the hour. And, you know, just a different perspective and a different point of view. And so, you know, right now, you know, we had already, we looked at in Sunday's paper, the headlines, water hazard. The area public water systems have PFAS at levels that exceed the EPA's proposed new guidelines of 4 parts per billion, per trillion. And what I have in front of me, I have the paper. And we've been talking about this for quite a while, but on page, there's four pages that they talk about on the front page, and then on page A12, how did PFAS get into our water and what's being done to eliminate them? Also on that same page is, with cleanup costs in the billions, who should pay, government or the people responsible?
And then on page 813, it's a continuation, which I'm going to share a little later, about the concerns about PFAS, what you can do at home to prevent contamination. I got some questions about that. But we know that we have a water store and energy clinic that you can go to, and you can get, water that has no arsenic, no lead, no PFAS, no pharmaceutical residue. Then on A14, a full page, talk about city officials say they're working to address the PFAS or PFAS, but won't go into detail. Headlines, big headlines. City officials say they are working to address PFAS or PFAS, but won't go into detail. Yeah, give me a break. If you go to the water store and the energy clinic, I have a chronological listing of from the last 4 years of articles about PFAS and water. And then on page 815, it continues about PFAS. And four pages. And then what was shocking, I didn't read the paper until late yesterday, on the front page, veterans and PFAS, not knowing is awful. So it's in the paper, it's in the news, but I still find that 98-95% of the people don't know. And so what we try to do here is try to educate and to inform. And so 937-457, Danny has done some research on water, and I'm sitting back to see where he's going to go, and I'm going to turn it over to you, and Danny, I'll let you take it from here.
Okay, well, before I start up, Rick, I just want to say I sort of lightheartedly call you the fearless leader, and it may sound like a joke, but for real, you are the fearless leader, because you're leading the underground revolution, man. The water situation is so bad, and people don't know about this, and you are leading the revolution, man. It's a miracle that Dayton has the water store. I just hope people wake up and realize what is available to them in terms of information and water. So with that, I'm going to just move right along. So allow me to cut straight to the chase and drop the bomb, the bottom line. And what I'm going to say now relates to our topic that we're going to talk about shortly, and that is cancer. So if you are a cancer patient or a cancer survivor, you are, and you're enjoying your fresh cup of morning coffee made with tap water, please turn your head and don't spray the person sitting in front of you when you spit it out after I tell you what I'm going to tell you. After extensive research, my conclusion is that tap water is carcinogenic. That means tap water causes cancer. I mean, that's kind of a new one for most people. Tap water causes cancer. That's right. I said it. I didn't stutter. Tap water has a number of cancer-causing chemicals in it. Let's just pause for a second and let that sink in, okay? Tap water can cause cancer. So just to name a few, all of the forever chemicals, the PFAS, the PFOS, the PFOA, they are all carcinogenic. They cause cancer. Arsenic is carcinogenic. Arsenic causes cancer. Tap water treated with chlorine becomes carcinogenic. So I use quite a few groups for research, and so everybody has access to the same information. The Environmental Working Group, EWG, the Environmental Protection Agency, Center for Disease Control, CDC, World Health Organization. So all of these places I go to do research, and others, but you can find the same information. So the Environmental Working Group, EWG, analyzed 20 million tap water quality tests, and they found 316 contaminants in the water. I mean, I just can't believe that.
Repeat that again.
Okay, the EWG, the Environmental working group, you can look this up, they analyzed 20 million tap waters. They did a quality test, and they found a total of 316 contaminants in the water. I just can't believe that, including industrial solvents, weed killer, refrigerants, and the rocket fuel component percolate, and pharmaceuticals, including estrogen, birth control pills. All that stuff was in the water supply, and they did this test between 2004 and 2009. So, man, the water, man, it has to be a conspiratorial act that we have this in there. I mean, you can't say all these people are dumb and stupid and they don't know what they're putting out there in the water. So many of the listeners out there, no doubt, they're quite used to hearing us pounding the podium about forever chemicals in the water, PFAS, PFOS, PFOA. Yes, we all know that that's in the water, but guess what? It gets worse, Rick. It just gets worse. We have a real problem with arsenic in our municipal water. Yeah. You heard me right. I said arsenic is in our tap water, and I'm sure that there's some people out there rolling their eyes and slapping their foreheads and saying, there they go again, more stuff wrong with our water. I can't stand it. I don't want to hear anymore. Yeah, the water situation, you know, it's really bad, but we just have to take a real look at the world in which we live in and find out what we can do in order to survive out here. I just have to mention that what I'm about to tell you is not for the faint of heart. It's not for the weaklings. After folks listen to what I'm saying now, we'll find out who the real tough guys are. So the Environmental Working Group, that's the EWG, they found that tap water is contaminated with arsenic at levels above the legal limit in 31 states in the United States. 31 states have arsenic that's above legal limit. So while much attention has been focused on the PFAS and forever chemicals in our water supply, it cannot be overlooked that arsenic, which is a metal found naturally in the Earth's crust, arsenic is also problematic in water. I mean, it's a big problem. But there are, however, those faithful listeners who have been to the water store and energy clinic's website and consider this to be a good source of information about water like I do, they are the ones who have seen Dr. Jocker's breakdown on tap water when under the heading of what's in our tap water. So arsenic in the tap water is not a surprise to them, because Dr. Jocker clearly lists arsenic as being an integral part of our tap water. But you know what, Rick? Man, I swear, I think all this stuff about water, bad news about water, it just flies under the radar with most people. They just don't quite get it. And Rick, I would like to ask the listeners out there, you know, I'd like to ask for some help. So if you folks out there get on your smartphone and Google, is arsenic carcinogenic? Does arsenic cause cancer? Does the forever chemicals, do they cause cancer? So please, somebody out there, check this out. Call back in. You'll be like a third-party verification. And, hey, don't leave me hanging. Somebody call back with this information. We need some audience participation. So, you know, at least everybody knows that arsenic is poison. And guess what? It is cancer-causing, okay? And if you tell somebody that arsenic is in the water, that cancer is in the water, that the well is poisoned, it seems as though it would be a natural instinct not to drink the water. But people still drink the doggone water. I don't know. I just don't know, Rick.
Well, I think when we look at a couple of things, man, I really appreciate your, you know, the EWG, you did the research, 20 million. And you said that they found 316 contaminants, and yes, it really, you know, your research and what you've done, it just solidifies in terms of what we've been saying.
you know, one of the reasons I, about 5 years ago, I started, and if you go to the website, the Energy Clinic, the Water Story Energy Clinic.com, and you go to, there's a page on there by Dr. Jockers, and he shows you what's in our tap water. And then if you go to the PFAS page, chronologically, you will see from the last 5 years where I have accumulated articles about lead, and the first one was in 2017, and then it and man, I want to thank Michael for yesterday. He got the latest article that was in Sunday's paper on the website. And so where I'm going with this is that our mission and purpose is to give you the knowledge and the information. Our people die from lack of knowledge. And so what we're trying to do is give that. And so Danny, you know, he says he doesn't understand. And I don't either sometimes. I don't understand. With loved ones and family, you know, giving them knowledge and information. And, you know, they choose not to. And so everybody has choices. Everybody has choices. And so I have to, and Danny, I know we've talked about this many times. And from the standpoint of, the only thing we can do is share the knowledge and information, and then what you do with it is yours.
Yeah.
But, go ahead.
I would just like to mention this. I would be totally remiss in my duties if I didn't, you know, point out to the folks out there about the connection to cancer. We've been talking about cancer for the past few weeks, and we've sincerely put a lot of energy into trying to help people with cancer. Well, let's cut right to the chase. All of you cancer patients and cancer survivors, don't drink the tap water. Don't drink the tap water, period, dot, case closed, end of story. I'm just as serious as I can be. All these things, the forever chemicals and arsenic, it's carcinogenic. It causes cancer. It's in our water. So, boy, and I'm waiting for somebody to call in to give me some backup. So you guys out there, give us a call. You know, back this up. Check out, is arsenic carcinogenic? Does arsenic cause cancer? PFAS.
And then it's not only because you haven't, and I know you will, you know, you haven't talked about the fluoride.
That's coming. Oh, yeah.
You know, I have an article in June the 22nd, Dr. McCullough, you know, Fluoride Action Network update. There's an agency, exposure to this deliberately. What did I say? Deliberately added chemicals varies upon where you live, but the damage begins before you even born, as it lowers IQ and impairs the brain development. The Fluoride Action Network, FAN, has sued the Environmental Protection Agency in an effort to end the water fluoridation policy. This has been going on for the last 15 years, and it's at the Supreme Court. And there's so much evidence to substantiate what they're saying. You will see, just as we have been seeing, the EPA has reduced the standards. When I first started studying and reading and researching, there was no standards. And then they came out and they said, well, if it's 70 parts per billion, it's okay. And then, you know, if you go to the website, you'll see an article where the city of Dayton says we got the best water because we're at 10 or I forget what at what level, but now they're coming back and it says no. You know, they reduced the standard, and so we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Question or comment?
I was just answering Danny's question. Yes, when you do a search for does tap water contain arsenic and et cetera, and does that cause cancer, it's right out there, just right out there. So that's the answer.
Okay, thank you.
I'll get back to the program now.
Thank you to the caller.
Thank you. And when you call in, turn the radio down in the back. I heard a little bit of that. Sometimes that causes an issue. But again, 937-457-1210. If you have any questions or comments, please call in. We are 70% water, 75% water, and water is so very, very important. And that was one of the reasons, the institution and my mentor, Dr. Brian Clement, at Hippocrates Health Institute, they started 40 years ago in terms of introducing, the importance of water. And then, I grabbed a book that changed my life in the 80s, The Cancer Answer, by Albert Carter and Larry Lipocite. This book changed my life, and it talks about we're not being told the truth about cancer. This was in 1980s. The cancer is not a disease. It is a naturally occurring condition. This is on the front of it. A healthy immune system is our only really defense against cancer. We're going to talk about more about that at the top of the hour. And again, we're going to go into the new frontier for me is Doug Kaufman and the fungi. And we may share some things. I want to share some things about mammograms. I want to share some things by Doug Kaufman, what he said in 23 years ago, his opinion about mammograms. And so we got some exciting information that we're going to continue to share. Good morning, caller. Question or comment?
Comment.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to answer Danny's question whether or not arsenic is carcinogenic. Right on the American Cancer Society, it talks about that arsenic is classified and can cause lung cancer, bladder cancer, skin cancer, kidney cancer, and prostate cancer.
Wow.
And that it's also in foods like apple juice. And this is coming from the American Cancer Society on their website.
Thank you.
And their big question is, does arsenic cause cancer? Right on their website. And it says, in most cases, American Cancer Society does not determine if something causes cancer, whether it's carcinogen. But we do look to other respected organizations, and they on the International Agency for Research on Cancer, they classify arsenic.
Wow, I want to thank you. Thank you for the call.
Cousin Pam, thank you, Cousin Pam.
You know Cousin Pam. So that's Cousin Pam from New York that's calling in, Danny?
Cousin Pam, good old Cousin Pam. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you said last week, how old is Cousin Pam?
I will be 80 in February.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Cousin Pam, for listening, and thank you for calling in and sharing that information again.
Actually, I had not thought about arsenic, but, just water in general. I wish I was closer to your water store, because I don't know, Danny has a water, reverse osmosis, but in your water store, you put the minerals back. I wouldn't know how to do that in my home.
Wow. Yeah.
Pam, you ought to see the water store. That reverse osmosis looks like something from the spaceship Enterprise. It's impressive. I wish you could see it.
And, there's a couple of things here. I want to share with the public out there. Danny and I, we have a mission and goal is that every show that we give, that we do, We want to share things that that can help you bring about change without a cost. And so what we're sharing with you today, and I'm going to go into, I shared a little bit last week, is what are some things that we can do to help you bring about change and to address these chronic metabolic issues. And so when we talk about, and I really want to get into reading labels, and, last week I shared a toxic home, and she talked about, her name was Beth. Let's see how much time we have here. Her name was Beth. Where is it? I know I have it here. Beth Greer. And she talked about how to eliminate toxins from your home. And I want to share a little bit about that, because this is, because what we're trying to do is to share with you, if you go to your pantry, and look at the ingredients in your food, look for canola oil, look for red dye number 40 in some of the drinks, red dye and blue dye, and Beth Greer talked about things that in your food, and read the labels and the importance of reading labels and so forth.
Rick, can I interject? Here's one that really slips under the radar, and few people are aware of this. So, you know, like you said, read the labels, but deodorant contains aluminum. So look at your deodorant. Check the ingredients and see if you have aluminum in your deodorant. That's a very common ingredient, and you do not want heavy metals in your body. Aluminum is poison. So eliminate any aluminum in your food chain, like in pans and so forth. And anything that has aluminum, don't let it touch your food. And plastic. Eliminate plastic from the food chain.
Yep. And think about it. You use aluminum foil to wrap your food. And, aluminum is a chemical that is carcinogenic.
Yeah, we're talking cancer here. When we talk about aluminum and plastic, we're talking about cancer prevention.
Yep.
So labels, folks.
Yeah, so these are things that you can take the initiative to do that really doesn't cost anything. And that's the point that I want to do. Every day, every show, we try to share with you some information and knowledge that will help. And because we know what people are going through today, and so we try to share information and knowledge. Got a call on another caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you how very much I love your program. I have been listening for months and months, and taking notes for every program, and I can hardly keep up with all the notes I'm taking. Anyway. I just wanted to mention, Danny was saying that it was really absolutely shocking that tap water would be so dangerous. Well, all the food that we buy when we go to a restaurant and also in the produce sections, most of it is it has plenty of chemicals in it. The difference is organic. That is so huge, to go where there is organic food, and all that means is, okay, keep the pesticides out of my food.
And let me add a little bit more on that, because as I just said, our audience is, there's tough times, and so a lot of times you go and you look at the organic food and the vegetables and so forth, and it costs so much more. You can wash your food off. Last week we talked about glyphosate. Glyphosate is a chemical that causes cancer, and they spray the vegetables and the crops with glyphosate. And so again, if you can't afford organic, then try to wash them off before you consume them. So very, very important. And thank you for your call. And so, you know, we're getting close to the top of the hour. And, you know, Beth Greer, this is a book in, that I have with 56 different presentations. And Beth Greer, I want to very quickly, this was a presentation, and she talked about how to eliminate toxins from your home. And she was saying that there's three areas that she's going to focus in on. What goes in us, and so that's what we're talking about, the things that goes in us. The water, the food, all the drinks that you have. Look at the, you know, she talks about red dye and blue dye and how they are carcinogenic. And then she said, what goes in us, what goes on us. And Danny talked about that last week in terms of the cosmetics and the deodorant and so forth. That leads to inflammation and so forth. And then the third area that she talked about was what surrounds us. And there she talks about electromagnetic frequencies and so forth. So those are three main areas. And this lady, 18 years ago, she says she had a mask, that was so large, a tumor. She had a tumor in her chest 18 years ago and was diagnosed with a giant tumor in my chest. And what did they want to do? She went to three different doctors, and they all wanted to cut. So they're going to cut you, they're going to burn you, or they're going to poison you. Surgery, radiation, or prescription drugs. And so
we're trying to give you an option of not getting to that point. And then if you do get to that point, we're trying to give you some options to another option to use. We're going to take a short pause for the cause, and we come back, we have some more knowledge and information we're going to share. Michael.
The Real Rhythm of the City, WDAO Dayton.
Thank you, Michael, and also thank you, listeners out there. Thank you for tuning in to what I like to call the best show on radio, and you make it possible. For when you support Natural Foods Plus,
the Juice Caboose, and the Water Store and Energy Clinic, then you support this type of programming. Our mission and purpose is to add value to people's lives with knowledge and information. We give you the knowledge and information, and then you decide what your intentions are to do with it. But our purpose is fulfilled. And so, 937-457-1210, you know, we have so much knowledge that I wanted to cover this morning. And then, Danny, I think we'll go right to, I know we had an area that we wanted to talk about, why visit the Juice Caboose, but very quickly, at the Juice Caboose is where healing and rejuvenation begins. Danny was going to share some knowledge about celery juice and wheatgrass, and you know, we have the humic and fulvic and E3 Live, and we have cold-pressed juices. All of that goes down to the cellular level. And at the cellular level, that's where healing and rejuvenation begin, because we have 75 to 100 trillion cells. And then within each one of those cells, we have the mitochondria. And so, you know, when you go to the Juice Caboose, you're having whole food cellular supplements that goes down to the cellular level. So you can begin to visualize, man, I'm going to eliminate all these toxins. I'm going to eliminate and drink good water. I'm going to eliminate all the chemicals in the food. So the food that I buy, I'm going to try to get things with no canola oil. And I say that because, you know, we could do a whole show on canola oil. And so you look, you read the labels, and we want to get rid of all these other chemicals. And then that's going to begin to, you know, overall helps with healing and so forth. And so I'm gonna go to this caller, and then we're gonna go with Danny's gonna talk a little bit about cancer. I may want to play Dr. Ben Johnson's tape, about 3 or 4 minutes, about mammograms cause cancer. I may want to share some things about Joe Tippin and his thing on cancer and parasites. And I'm telling you, cancer and parasites, fungus, it's real. Good morning, caller. Question or comment?
Good morning, Mr. Rick Poole. This is Brooksy.
This is who?
Hello?
Brooksy.
Brooksy. Oh, hi there, Brooksy.
Yes, sir, Mr. Rick Poole. How you been, my man?
I've been great.
I was wondering, one day maybe you can get Michael Powell. He's overseer of the city of Dayton Water. Maybe one day you can get him to call in and express himself. Would that be possible someday, you think?
You know what? I will reach out. Michael Powell is, I think he's director of the city water. And I've read many, many comments, and I saw a presentation that he gave about a year ago at the city commission. I think I will. You know, I'll reach out and see if we can get him on and come on to talk about the city water. You know, the mayor says, and I have to disagree with him, and you all know the mayor is a personal friend of mine, but the mayor says, the mayor said that, I'm looking for in the headlines on one of these. A Dayton Daily News investigation found more than a dozen Miami Valley public water systems have levels of a toxic man-made chemical that exceeds standards proposed by the U.S. EPA, and area leaders and scientists say work is needed to meet that change and keep drinking water safe. And I was looking for the quote from, here it is. I highlighted it. Leaders of Dayton, the region's largest water provider, supplying drinking water to the city and hundreds of thousands, at least 450 to 500,000 people, the Dayton provides water to, and that's real. Of residents, at Montgomery and Gene County, say new equipment and testing procedures will filter out contaminants in the city's drinking water supply. And Dayton has the best water in the world, said Dayton Mayor Jeffrey Mims Jr., and there's a lot of work happening to keep it that way. Well, you go to my the water story, energyclinic.com, and you look at the articles that we have there, and it will chronologically share with you. You know, Dayton has a $300 million lawsuit against Wright-Patterson Air Force Base because of the PFAS. I think it was in 2019 they closed 11 water fields because they found PFAS in the water. Please visit that. Okay, we're going to, Danny, I'm going to turn it over to you. I know you've done some more research on water and you want to touch on a little bit more. Before I go there, I brought this in. Last week I had a couple callers. I mentioned a all-purpose cleaner. This is a cleaner that I use. And it's 1.5 cups of white vinegar. It's a half cup of witch hazel. And it's 2 teaspoons of eucalyptus oil. Oh, man, I use that. Mix it up. I use it to wipe down my counters and the aroma that it gives, and you know the effectiveness that it has is unbelievable. So here's an all-purpose cleaner with a 1.5 cup of white vinegar, a half cup of witch hazel, and 2 teaspoons of eucalyptus oil. Unbelievable. Do I have a caller, Michael? Okay. Scout, you still with me?
I'm right here.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, and regarding that cleaner, let me suggest that you get cleaning vinegar. There's a specific special vinegar that is cleaning vinegar, and it's a bit different. You know, it's not to be consumed. It's to be used for cleaning. So
I'm not aware of that. So if I go to a grocery store or someplace to get cleaning, it's called cleaning vinegar?
It's cleaning vinegar.
Okay.
For cleaning. You know, we use cleaning vinegar around the house here to, you know, clean all the surfaces, and it's antibacterial and antifungal, et cetera.
Okay.
All righty. So I just want to make a few more points, and you know, I don't know who your mayor is, but, boy, I would certainly urge him to go to the Water Store website and check it out and get some education. Okay, so one of my go-to spots for information is the National Library of Medicine, PubChem. So people can go there. And so I'm going to quote something that I got out of that. Elevated arsenic concentrations were found in Ohio groundwater. Exposure to arsenic in drinking water has been identified as a health concern in regions of the United States where bedrock contains unusually high levels of arsenic, such as areas of New Hampshire, Maine, Michigan, Ohio, and regions in the Southwest and the Rockies. Ohio groundwater with elevated arsenic is relatively difficult to treat because it contains a large proportion of arsenic. In some parts of Ohio, arsenic concentrations in groundwater have exceeded the arsenic drinking water standard of 10 parts per billion that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has set to protect consumers from the effects of long-term chronic exposure to arsenic. So that's the end of that data and those stats. So this is in Ohio water. Arsenic is in Ohio water. So, boy, all I can say, people, don't drink the tap water. If you can't go to the water store, boy, come up with some other alternative. Go out and drink some water out of a mud puddle. It'll be better than the tap water.
Oh, man, you something. Anything else you want to add with that? So, 937-457, you know, you have an article. I was looking for the article from National Health 365 where they say that for four decades, that means 40 years, DuPont and 3M suppressed research revealing that severe health risk of the PFAS or PFAS chemicals in water. So for 40 years, they knew that this chemical, and they call it forever chemicals. They know the damage and so forth.
Yeah, Rick, you know, they're in league with the devil, DuPont and 3M. It's just like the cigarette manufacturers. They suppressed information, and they were saying cigarettes are healthy for you. They had doctors. Three out of four doctors smoke blank, fill in the blank for whatever cigarette they were advertising. They suppress that information forever, and 3M and DuPont are doing the same doggone thing. They're suppressing the health information and killing people. They're killing people.
Yep. Yep. And so, you know, the in Sunday's paper, they have four pages about the forever chemicals and EPOS and PFAS, and I wanted to highlight a couple of those. The Ohio EPA stopped collecting data in 2022. The Daily News analyzed Ohio EPA data to identify water systems that reported PFAS over 4 parts per billion, and it says that our analysis found Montgomery, Greene, and Warren counties were among the 5 counties in Ohio with the most water systems that detected PFAS and PFOS over the U.S. EPA proposed limit. 15 public water systems in our 9-county region reported samples over 4 parts per trillion. Another bullet point, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and Allwood Farm Discovery Center had the 3rd and 4th highest detected levels of these compounds in Ohio. A well tested at Wright-Patterson on July the 29th, 2020, showed that it was 236 parts per trillion. A well tested at Allwood, and Allwood is the national reserve out in Butler Township on the surface on the north side of Dayton. In August the 29th, 2021, PFAS level was 95.8 parts per trillion. Both systems have stepped up to try to address the issue. The largest local water system with PFAS or PFOS detected over 4 parts per trillion is the city of Dayton. In addition to serving the city's 140,407 customers, Dayton sells water to Montgomery County, which in turn provides it to hundreds of thousands of residents across the county, as well as part of Greene County. The city of Dayton wouldn't listen to this. The city of Dayton wouldn't answer questions related to its plans for addressing the PFAS or the forever chemical contamination, citing active litigation. And so I guess they're saying that because they're in litigation with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, they got a $300 million lawsuit against Wright-Patt. And it's really, really...
Is the mayor involved in this lawsuit?
Well, he probably is from the standpoint, but he wasn't. He's just recently. But this has been going on, Danny, as you know, for quite some time. And
yeah.
So whoever comes on as the new mayor
they just inherit the old problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
uh-huh.
So unless you take the time to understand the problem, you inherited the problem, and you're going to continue to share information and knowledge that goes along with the game plan.
Right.
You understand? So, yeah. And so again, in Sunday's paper, there's 4 pages that's dealing with the water issue. And so again, people, the water store, the only to my knowledge in the state of Ohio that has what we have. And I am just, oh man, I just get excited the fact that more and more people are coming every day, young people, they're utilizing and taking advantage of the water.
Dayton is so fortunate to have the water store. I just hope people wake up and appreciate what is there, not only for the water, but for the information on the website. People need to go to their website and get educated. That's what's going to save us all is education.
Yep. Okay, cancer. I want to play, this is by Dr. Ben Johnson. I've played it many, many times. And I'll play maybe just go through the first 3 or 4 minutes. But I've been contacted 3 times in the last 5 days by ladies with breast cancer. And, I let them know I'm not a doctor and, I'm not a consultant. I'm a coach. So what I try to do is provide knowledge and information, and then you do the research. I have, there's 4 institutions that I have that you can go to. Hippocrates is one, but there's 4 institutions that I give out. There's a handout that I give out, 12 tips for recently diagnosed cancer patients. And I say, don't wait till you get cancer to do these 12 steps. I do them now. I've been doing them for the last 10, 15 years. And so they're excellent tips on how to prevent. But this is something that they don't like me to share. And this is by Ben Johnson, Dr. Ben Johnson. So I want you to listen to this. And he talks about mammograms. Michael, if you would.
I wrote a book for women, The Secret of Health Breast Wisdom, because we, as a medical society, are giving women breast cancer with our demanding that they get mammograms. Mammograms cause breast cancer, period. So mammograms are not healthy for women. Women should not be getting routine mammograms. That's crystal clear, published in the peer-reviewed literature. And yet today, if a woman went to her gynecologist or family doc, she would have this shoved down her throat, extreme coercion to go get this mammogram that's causing breast cancer.
Mm.
It's not saving lives. You have a 4% increased risk of dying if you get mammograms, period.
So the detection technique that we're using, the primary technique we're using that we use to detect breast cancer is causing breast cancer.
Absolutely. It's a terrible test, smashing women's breast and then irradiating with cancer-causing irradiation. And then it's so insensitive. For women under 50, it's only like 52% effective, sensitive. That means 52 is pretty close to 50, right?
Yeah.
So about half. That means that half the women that have breast cancer, it would not detect their cancer.
Mm.
That's a terrible test. And so there are much better tests, and yet this is what's still being crammed down women's throats today.
Mm.
Terrible test causes breast cancer.
And it doesn't detect, it detects 50% and causes cancer. You said there are better options. What better options are there for detecting breast cancer?
Well, there's two better options. If you've got a lump, if you think you've got something, ultrasound is great. It's a test of anatomy. Mammograms are tests of anatomy. Ultrasounds are tests of anatomy. MRIs are tests of anatomy. So if you've already got a lump, you want to a test of anatomy. So that would be like an ultrasound, because they can see the lump, they can see its consistency, they can see whether there's calcium in it. And they can look at blood flow, because tumors are going to have increased blood flow. So for instance, the sensitivity of ultrasound is up around 80%. It's much higher than mammograms, and the sensitivity is higher too. But if you're looking about prevention, if you're talking about screening, there's really only one device out there, and that is thermography, an infrared thermal camera. Nothing touches the lady, nothing smashes her breast. There's no cancer-causing irradiation. As we sit here, we are emitting heat in the spectrum called infrared. There's infrared, visual, and ultraviolet. So this is the infrared spectrum of light, which our eyes don't see, but which is very detectable by the cancer. The military developed this so that they could see people sneaking at them at nighttime, and so that they could shoot down missiles and things, because they're producing heat.
Sure, like the night vision goggles.
There you go. Night vision goggles are infrared goggles. So we use this as a medical application to detect hot spots in the breast. Well, long before there was a tumor there, there were cancer cells. Probably 8 to 10 years before there was a tumor, there were cancer cells starting to grow. 2 cells, 4 cells, 16 cells, 144 cells, et cetera, et cetera. And it takes about 8 years until you get to about a centimeter in size for a mammogram or an ultrasound to detect it. Well, that's too late, because that 1 centimeter tumor, about 5/16 of an inch, less than half an inch, is about 1 billion cells. When you get to 1 billion cells, the cancer has already eroded into the lymphatic system and the venous system, and it's shedding cancer cells all through the body. So that's why mammograms, one of the many reasons mammograms don't save lives, it is not early detection. That's one of the little lies they propagated along. Early detection saves lives. Get your mammogram today.
Right.
Well, that statement's true. Early detection does save lives. It's just that mammography is not early detection.
Wow.
And then the cancer-causing radiation. So the long and the short is you're causing much more breast cancer with mammograms than you are detecting.
Okay.
Knowledge and information. The points that he just, Danny, could you hear that?
No, I couldn't hear that, Rick.
Okay. I need to send that to you, by Dr. Ben Johnson. I will get that to you. And you're on a line that you can't hear. And so, but no, he talks about, peer review, literature. And so this comes from the Medical Society, and he gets some statistical data and about mammograms. It's unbelievable that I like to share. And, I want to share, this is a book, The Fungus Link by Doug Kaufman. And this book was written in 2000, 23 years ago. And Doug Kaufman says that there's a link with fungus to allergies, arthritis, digestion, respiration, mental health, heart health, women's health, pain. That was the first book that he wrote in 2000. And then he came back and he's written quite a few other books. And he has the Fungus Link to
skin disease, postpartum depression, a weakened immune system, bladder disease, kidney stone, weight gain. And this one here, he also talks about the sick building syndrome. And the sick building syndrome is where, you know, basically you can, it's how you get fungus from the mold and from the parasites, I mean, from the mold and the mildew and surface of fungus. And so he wrote another book, volume two. And in this one, he says, fight the microscopic fungi. And again, microorganism, fungi is a microorganism that can cause hormone problems, mental dysfunction, autoimmune disease, ear, nose, and throat illnesses, weight gain, hair loss. And so, you know, and this is and I shared before, there's a fungus link. He says the fungus link to diabetes, a cutting edge approach to stopping one of America's fastest growing epidemics in its track. Now, you know, Danny, we talked yesterday, and I said, you know, I know I share knowledge and information about the fungus, and people think I'm already crazy. You know, wacko Rick, that's another little, you know. I had an old Jeep, and I put my license plate with Wacko Rick, and I started a club about 25 years ago, Danny. It was called the Wacko Ricks Club. There was about 25 things on there. If you did 10 of them, 15 of them, then you can become part of the Wacko Ricks Club. And then, you know, and then I told you about the boogeyman.
Well, I still call you the fearless leader, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks too.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, but seriously, when you look at it, we're at the bottom of the hour, and I want to explain this to people. And if you can. The link, how can fungus cause all these problems? Well, fungus gets into the blood, and just as the blood carries nutrition to all parts of the body, if you have bad fungus that wakes up and it's in the blood, it's going to go to every part of the body. So when he talks about the fact of kidney and the lungs and the postpartum depression and ear, and, you know, how does it happen? Well, the fungus goes to all parts of the body. It gets in the blood. And so there's an antifungal approach, and also there is a there's an anti-gut approach. Oh, man, having fun. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have to go. Please, thank you for joining us. And we're just going to leave with keep on keeping on. Stay positive. Think positive. Surround yourself with positive, principle-centered people. Listen to positive things. Talk to yourself in the positive. Develop that plan. Work that plan. Believe, and it will happen. Thank you very, very much for joining us today.
If you are enjoying this program and the others that Knowledge for Life produces, then please consider following us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeart Podcast. Your support means a lot. Please drop a comment in the section below and share with family, friends, and associates. Thank you for your support.
Greetings to you, sisters and brothers. This is Steve Muhammad coming to you from Refuge Depot. As we all know, the weather is extreme. We need to prepare our homes to become a sanctuary and not a cemetery. Please go to refugedepot.com or click in the description below to find all your disaster preparedness items and survival techniques. That's refugedepot.com. Or click in the description below. If you have any questions, please call 937-985-0779 or email refugedepot@gmail.com.